As always, I never want you to leave without a message, so I prepared one for you. And I hope this message is an important message, and I hope you guys will receive it today so that you can really utilize and benefit from what God has created. I'm always talking about the plan of God. I'm always talking about how God created things to work. If we can understand how God created things to work, then we can work within the framework that God already created. If we don't understand the plan of God or how He created things to work, and we're working on the outside, a lot of times we're working against the plan of God. It makes things harder. God planned everything for it to be easy for us. If it doesn't feel easy for you, then you have to start looking and talking to God and finding out, what did I miss? Where did I miss it? Because somehow I'm on the opposite side, or I'm on the outside of what you planned. Because if we're with God, who can be against us? If nobody's against us, if nobody can be against us because we're with God, who can stop us? Nobody. If nobody can stop us, how high can we go? There's no limit. We can go to the greatest heights. We can achieve all things. But again, we have to understand how the plan of God is working so that we can now be in the plan, flowing with God, making it easy. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's a good thing. Now, today's message is called Faith Continues Forever. Faith continues forever. Now, we've talked a lot about faith, but we have to continue to talk about it till we understand how important it is, because I think a lot of times people kind of go, well, okay, whatever, you know, and I want us to get a little bit deeper into understanding what it's all about. Now, you know that you have a physical body, and you've heard me talk about you having a spiritual body, right? Well, what do you have to do to take care of your physical body? These are things you've learned for a long time and probably were told from the time you were a kid what you needed to do to take care of your physical body, right? You want to eat right, right? Exercise. Exercise is important. Get some rest. What else can you do to take care of your body?
Shower.
Showers. Okay, clean. Yeah, sure. Get clean. That could help, sure. You know, yeah, do some fun beautifying things would be nice. But some of the main things I already mentioned, you know, is eating. And so eating is one of those things that we know we have to eat. And if we eat right, our body can feel better. You know, sometimes you might go on a binge. I know I do. Go on a binge. And since we just had Thanksgiving, that's why I'm talking about eating a little bit, because I know I ate a little bit more than normal, and I ate a little bit, more sweets than normal, and binged a little bit there, and I was feeling pretty full. I didn't get to the point where I had to undo my belt, thank goodness, because sometimes I really overdo it. But, you know, you might have had those experiences where you just stuff yourself because it's just so good. But you know that you can't do that every single day, all the time, or you're going to start not feeling well. Your body is going to start feeling overweight. It's going to start feeling tired. It's going to start feeling fatigued. You know, at some point you're going to have to buy, you know, new clothes because your pants don't fit anymore, you know? So you realize, okay, we got to back it down a little bit. But this is just one of the things that we understand about taking care of our physical body. We got to eat right. And the more we understand that, we can start to adjust our diet to really help ourselves so that our body feels even better. We can eat stuff that's nutritionally very good that will now start to strengthen our bodies. Also, we know it's important to get enough rest. Get the rest that we need. Because if we go without resting, and I'll tell you, there's some people, they just seem to be running from one event to the next event to the next event. Their calendar is full, and they look busy, and that looks great. But you see them sometimes, or you meet them, and you just see they're just so tired. And they're not realizing that, you know, okay, all these events are great, but it's also really important you get some rest. You've got to get enough sleep during the night and good sound sleep. You want to get a good solid, you know, they say 8 hours, but I think that varies for different people. But you want to get that rest or else you're going to start not feeling well. If we're not eating right and we're not resting right and our body's not in good shape, if we haven't exercised and got our body strong and healthy, it's harder for us to do the physical things. That's what we have to do to take care of our physical body. And as long as we're here upon this planet, we are in a physical body, and we have to take care of it so that we can do good things, so we can have a body that's ready to do the things it needs to do. We also have a spiritual body, though. Our spiritual body also needs to be taken care of. I don't think we think about that, though, do we? Quite often, we spend a lot of time and we spend a lot of time studying and learning how to take care of our physical body. I don't know if we spend enough time, in fact, I'm pretty sure of it, knowing and learning how to take care of your spiritual body. And the spiritual body is so much more important because our physical body cannot live for even a second without the spiritual body. Now, if you think about that, if you really want to take care of your physical body, that means you really should be thinking about, how do I take care of my spiritual body? What do I need to do to make that healthy? Because I think we take it for granted since we don't see it. We figure, must be in good shape. Thank goodness we can't see it in the mirror, right? Because we might realize it's not in the shape that we were hoping it was. You know, so we got to understand that we got to do more things to take care of our spiritual body. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So he's saying that we can't live just by bread alone. Bread alone is taking care of our physical body. He's talking about what we're eating there, what we're doing to take care of the physical body. But he's saying that we can't live by that alone. Now he starts going on to talk about the word of God. Jesus also said, the words that I speak are life, and they are spirit. So he's talking about the word of God feeding us. He's talking about us feeding our spirit. What does our spirit need to be healthy? It has to eat the right things too. We have to feed it. Bread alone is not enough, meaning just having lunch and dinner, and I'm sure you guys probably eat 3 meals a day at least. I eat a few more sometimes when I'm feeling extra hungry. You know, but I'm sure you eat at least 3, most of you. Some eat less. But we have that routine down. But we don't think about feeding our spiritual body. And yet our spiritual body needs to be fed. If it's not fed, the same thing happens to it that happens to our physical body. It starts feeling weak. It starts feeling tired. And if our spiritual body feels weak, that means our physical life becomes weak. We become dull in senses. We become our inspiration, our passion begins to wane. We don't have the strength that we need to do the things that we want to do if our spirit becomes weak. That is where the passion comes from. That is where the confidence comes from. That is where the light comes from. That is where the very life itself comes from for this body. We have to start thinking about, that's what I need to do. I need to start taking care. So what I'm setting you up for is New Year's resolution, because we're getting close to the end of the year. I'm setting you up for the holidays, because we're going to be doing a lot. We've already been doing a lot of eating, but we're going to be doing some more eating as we continue on. But at the same time, I want you to start thinking about eating for your spirit. What does the spirit eat? Does it like bagels? Maybe it likes stuffing. I love stuffing. Maybe it's stuffing that it needs. No, but he's saying, see, Jesus is saying it's not bread alone. It's the word of God. And he said, my words are spirit and they are life. He is talking about the word of God. That's what feeds the spirit. That's what's going to strengthen our spirit. What is the good nutritional meal for the spirit? It is the word of God. It is the words that God has said about us and about this life and the promises that he's made. And when we begin to take that in, now our spirit starts to be strengthened. How many times a day do we eat for the spirit? How many times a day would it be good? Well, we eat, like I said, at least 3 meals a day for the physical body. But I know some of us only eat once a week for the spirit. Because you come in here on Sunday and you hear me talk about the word of God, and that's when you receive it. And that's better than nothing. But is it nutritionally enough for our spirit to be strong? No. We got to eat more often than that for our spiritual body to be really strong, to be growing. Twice a week? Is twice a week enough? Well, I'm thinking if we're eating at least 3 times a week for this body, and our spirit is actually what gives this body the life, I'm thinking we've got to be eating at least 3 times a day so for the spirit. We got to be receiving spiritual nourishment at least 3 times a day if I'm relying that this body's got to carry me through this life. And the spirit is what's giving this physical body life. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Have you thought about that before? Maybe that's not something you really thought about. But we're talking about nutrition on a whole new level here. This is nutrition to really give our life the oomph, the spirit that it needs, so that we can now accomplish what God has planned for us. He's created us to do great things. If we're going to do great things, we need to have our spirit built up and strengthened in amazing ways. In John 6:63, oh, this is, I already said this one. This is the verse that Jesus was saying. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So he's saying that the spirit gives life. Physical body profits nothing. So our life is coming from the spirit. We want to start to feed it. We want to start to feed that spiritual body so it can continue to grow and move forward. Now, so we're talking about the Word of God is what's going to feed the Spirit. How do we feed on that? Now, it talks about in the Scriptures in many places, it talks about feasts, and it talks about in Psalms 23, it talks about how God is going to prepare a table for us in the presence of thy enemy. So he's going to put up a banquet for us. There's going to be a whole bunch of food prepared. Why is he saying that at that point? In the presence of our enemy, why do we need a table there? Because that's the time when our spirit needs to be strong. When we come up against adversaries, when we come up against something that we have to overcome, we need to be strengthened. How are we going to be strengthened? He's not talking about physical food and preparing that table. He's talking about spiritual food. He's talking about us receiving at that moment when there's a challenge, when there's something in front of us that we have to overcome. He is saying, that's the time now when I'm going to put a table before you. He's saying at the moment when the challenge is, I'm going to lay out spiritual food that's going to give you the strength to overcome these enemies, to overcome these challenges. He's not saying, in the presence of your enemies, sit down, eat a lot of turkey and stuffing. And get yourself so full that you can't even move, that you need to lay down on the sofa for anything like me. You know? No, he's not saying that. He's saying that he's preparing this table, which is going to give you spiritual nourishment, which is going to strengthen the spirit so that you can do great things. Now, what's happening as we feed on the Word of God? And remember, the Word of God means the Bible. I'm talking about the things that God said in His Word in the Bible. That's what, as we read through it, as we meditate on it, as we get revelation. Now that's really where the true nourishment comes in, as we get revelation on something God said. That's like digesting. When you get revelation, a part of you has just digested something God says. You understand it in a better way. You have absorbed it. You get revelation. You get digestion of the spiritual. And now that really strengthens the spirit. That really strengthens the spirit. So that's how we're feeding. We're feeding on the Word by daily reading. Because I'm not saying once a week is enough. So we got to do regular, daily reading to fuel that spiritual man. The spiritual man is the one that's bringing the strength and the life to this body. If I'm neglecting that, what kind of life am I going to have? I'm going to have a mediocre life probably, at best. But I want to feed that spiritual man so that I can have a supernatural life. So I can have a life that goes above and beyond all things imagined or dreamed. I want to feed that spiritual life. Now, as we are feeding the Spirit, receiving the words of God, what's happening? What's going on? There's digestion going on, but as we're digesting the Word of God, something else is happening. Something is happening on the inside, on that spiritual. Yes, the spiritual is getting stronger. The spiritual body is getting stronger. There's more life in it. And something called faith is growing. Faith is growing. So as we feed on the Word of God and we keep getting it on the inside, faith begins to grow. We want our faith to grow. Now, I always say that faith is believing the promises of God, but it's far more than that, and I probably am simplifying it too much, and I want to look a little closer so we really understand, why do I want my faith to grow? Why do I need my faith to grow? Why is it so important? Because I believe in God. You know, you meet people in the street, and they'll say, I believe in God. Sure, I believe in God, but that's it, you know? So if it's just believing God, that's pretty, there's a lot of people that fall into that category, but that's not exactly what faith is. So let's take a look at what it says about faith. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why we want to feed on the Word of God, because it's bringing our faith. It's filling us with faith, and we're growing in faith. But what is faith? In Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." You hear me say that all the time, right? But let's look a little closer, because it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for." It's saying faith is the substance. Faith is substance. We can cut it down to that. Faith is substance. Why is that important? Because we need substance. If we have a dream, if we just have a vision at first, there's not a lot of substance in the dream, except for what we imagine or we see, and we can hold it in our hearts, and we can hope for it, and we can dream that one day what God has said is going to come to pass. But at some point along the way, we need that dream to become substantial. We need to have it to gain substance so that we now manifest it and have it right here in the present. If I don't have any substance in this dream, if it never becomes something substantial, then it's never going to manifest. And I'm never going to receive the dream. It's always going to be out there. Oh, I'm hoping for this. I'm dreaming for this. Man, I got this great dream. But if it never has substance in it, it will never manifest in my life. Faith is the substance that manifests the dream. Say amen to that. That means if you want to manifest the dreams, if you want to manifest the things that God has been showing you in the visions, the things He's been saying in His Word, we need faith. And faith creates the substance. It actually is what brings into the present, into the existence, it creates the promises of God. Now think about that. So it's a little bit more than just believing in the promises of God, faith. Faith is the actual substance. We don't have any evidence of it yet, it says that, but it's the substance that creates the belief. We can go down and read. Now, that is good stuff. Say amen to that. Amen. That's exciting stuff. This is why we've got to be feeding on the Word of God on a daily basis, because we've got to be building up our spirit in faith. And as our faith builds, now we can bring substance to the dreams that God has said. We can actually manifest them, bring them into the present. We can have them. We can take them. We can receive them. And now we can live by them.
Amen.
Amen. So we've got to be thinking. Think about how important it is to feed this spiritual body. We've got to be feeding this spiritual body regularly. If you let it get malnourished, what can it manifest? What kind of substance can it bring in if it has no faith or if it has very little faith? What is it going to manifest in the life? It's not going to manifest. And there's different kinds of faith. We have a supernatural or a spiritual faith, and that's what I'm talking about. We also have a natural faith. We believe something because we see it. If you remember Thomas, they know him as Doubting Thomas. Remember when Jesus came back after he resurrected and he talked to the disciples? And he went in and he saw them all. And Thomas just happened not to be there when Jesus showed up. And all the disciples saw Jesus and they saw that he had resurrected. And they were amazed and they believed. And Thomas comes back from the store or wherever he had gone. And man, talk about bad timing. He missed it all. And now they tell him, man, Jesus came back. We saw him. He was here. He talked to us. It was incredible. What did Thomas say? Thomas said, "I'm not going to believe that until I see it. If I can see it, if I can put my fingers into the holes and into the side, if I can touch it, then I'm going to believe it." That's natural faith. Natural faith is believing what you see, believing what you touch. Oh, I believe that this bottle exists because I can touch it, I can feel it. Because Thomas put his fingers into the holes, he believed. Because he could actually touch Jesus, he believed. But that's natural believing. See, if we go back to what faith is, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The evidence of things not seen is talking about spiritual faith. We don't see it, But we're still believing for those promises of God, even though we have no evidence of it. We have no proof that it's going to happen. We just believe because God said it. And we believe to the point that now, as we meditate on those words, something called faith begins to grow inside of us. And as that faith grows, faith is substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So it's what manifests the things that I'm dreaming for and the things I'm hoping for. That means, now if you think about that, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Let me go back here to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. And it says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. It's by faith that the worlds were created, by faith. So that the things which are seen were made of things which are visible. So the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. The things which are seen were made of things that are not visible. Why not? Because everything that's in this world that was created by God came out of the spiritual. It was not something physical. It came from the spiritual realm, and it was spoken into existence by faith. The same thing is true for everything that we're believing for. If we're walking by faith, we are manifesting everything in our life. It's coming out of the spiritual into the physical. It's coming from something unseen or invisible, and it's being made visible, but it's coming in that way not through something visible. So we're not creating it by things that we already see. We're creating it through the Spirit, the unseen realm. We see that realm in our imagination, in our hearts. We see that when God gives us a vision, we see it in the unseen, and now it manifests. And that's how everything was created in this world. Everything that God created from the foundation of the world was created from the spiritual realm, from the unseen. And it was brought in so that we now could see it, and we could touch it, and we could feel it. But it was created from the unseen. That's why we walk by faith. Why? Because we're created in the same image as God. In the image of God, in the likeness of God. That's how we work. Now, can we make things in the physical? Yes, because we can work by natural faith where we only believe what we see and what we touch and what we feel, but then you have an average natural life. God is saying He wants you to have a supernatural life, something above and beyond all things. He is saying that He wants you to believe the promises of what He is telling you. And that once you start to believe that and you let His word start to go in, now faith begins to grow. And substance, faith is the substance. So it brings substance to the promises. Do you see that? So we know. So now this is interesting. So things, this is important because we got to understand, we got to feed the spiritual body. I don't see the spiritual body. I don't see it. Do you see it? You see this physical body, when you wake up and look in the mirror, you see this body, you're like, oh my God, I better go to the gym. Oh my God, I ate too much. Right? You're seeing the physical body, and you can touch it. You can say, oh yeah, I definitely ate too much. Oh yeah, no, I don't want to even touch that. You know, you can feel that. But the spiritual body is from that invisible realm where everything is created from. It's always perfect. But we want to feed it. And we want to strengthen it by the word of God. And we want to strengthen that because it gives me life. Without that spiritual body, I'm dead. I don't last even a second here. If I want to thrive and I want to become successful and I want to be able to achieve all things upon this physical realm, I need that spiritual body to be a finely tuned machine, honed, working incredibly well, and that only happens through feeding on the Word of God so that faith can grow, so that faith can be strengthened in us, so that now the substance, it now creates the substance of the things hoped for. It becomes the substance of that. Say amen to that. Amen. Are you getting that?
Yes.
It says here in Matthew 12 and 34, this is Jesus talking, and He's talking to the Pharisees. He said, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." A good man out of a good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things. Let me go back to this part he's talking about here. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. This is an important thing. See, the next step in faith, once we have the faith built up on the inside, once we have meditated on the words of God, and it's gotten strong inside of us, right? It's gotten, our spiritual self is built up. Now there's faith that's waiting. What do we need to do? We need to speak the words of faith now. Remember, I've talked about this. You speak the words of faith now to make something happen. You say, I have healing. And it says that even what the weak should say they're strong, it says in the scripture. The weak should say they're strong. Why? Because that's what brings the strength. By faith, they say, I'm strong. And now they have strength. The sick should say, I'm healed. The faith is going to now create, the substance of faith is going to create that dream. You're going to have the hope. The poor should say, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Right? Because it's going to bring in that riches. So this is the way it works. So Jesus is saying, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He is saying that whatever our heart is filled with, that's what we're going to be saying. Well, we know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's saying that because whatever we say is what we're going to create. If my heart is filled with the wrong things, if my heart is filled with anger and hurt and pain and jealousy, if that's what my heart is filled with, guess what I'm going to be walking around and speaking all day long? I'm going to be speaking death over my life. I'm going to be saying all the wrong things. And this is one of the other reasons why we want to be nourishing the Spirit, feeding it on a regular basis, because as we feed that, now our heart becomes filled with love and peace and the goodness of God. We start to have that feeling growing inside of our hearts. And now, automatically, our mouth can begin to say the right things. I know still I've got to work on that because there are days where I have bad days. And on those bad days, I say bad things. And when I say bad things, I know I am creating the wrong stuff in my life. Forgive me, God. I don't want to do that. How do I fix that? I've got to feed on the Word of God, nourish the Spirit of God, and that's going to fill my heart. And out of the abundance of my heart, the mouth is going to speak. Because we can be busy, you know, slapping ourselves, protecting ourselves, stopping ourselves from saying the wrong things. It's hard, though. Sometimes that tongue is so fast. How do I catch it before it actually says it? You know, suddenly I spilled it out. Oh, no, there it went. It's already out there now. The minute I've said it, it's already gone to work manifesting. I don't want that to happen. But as we fill up the faith, as we fill up with faith, the words of God are going to build that faith. As we fill up with it, now the abundance of our heart are the good things. Now we don't have to be editing and working hard, trying to make it happen. The words that are coming out of our mouths are automatically the words of God. Because what's in the abundance of my heart? The words of God. What have I been feeding my spiritual self with, which is what's connected to my heart? I've been feeding it with the Word of God. So the things that I'm saying now are totally in line with God. And when I say it, now it goes forth in faith to produce the substance. It's released like a power to produce the substance. Yeah, say amen to that.
Amen.
That's good stuff. I want to know that. Now, isn't it interesting? You don't have to. The cool thing about this is the minute you release the faith, it goes to work. It goes to work and continues to work. And it will work. Here's a verse that talks about this. Let me see this. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 26. It says, the kingdom of God, this is Jesus, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. Okay, so for the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, and because the harvest has come, You know, so he harvested when it when it's come. So we what happens is we don't have to be watching. Once we release by speaking the words of faith, we've built up the faith in ourselves by strengthening our spirit. We've spoken the words of faith. It's released. The substance is already being created. Do I have to watch it? No, I can be sleeping at night, it says. It says, I don't even know how it's going on. That seed is growing even while I sleep.
Nice.
That's why there's no toil in the kingdom of God. That's why we don't have to sweat and work it out and grind it out. Because the minute we have built up our spiritual man with faith, spoken the words of faith, and released it, the substance has gone to work growing already. It's now growing. I can go and rest. I can go take a nap. It's still working. Faith is working now without me having to pay. I don't have to micromanage it. I know some of you want to micromanage everything. Got to see how it's working. Do you try to micromanage your digestion when you eat something in the physical level? Do you have to know what your liver is producing, the hormones that need to go in there, how much acid is in your stomach? Is there enough to digest what you've eaten? Do you need to think about all those chemicals and hormone reactions? Do you try to micromanage that? No. I mean, I know I learned some of this stuff in school. I can't remember all the things that have to take place for digestion to, you know, to happen. I did learn it at some point, but I haven't used it, so I forgot. And incredibly, even though I forgot, still it seems like my body just goes ahead and digests stuff. I don't have to manage it. It's taking care of it on its own. In fact, it's doing an incredible job. I think I have incredible digestion. The same thing happens, though, with faith. Once we've released it, now it goes out and goes to work. We don't have to know how it works, is what it's saying in this verse. I don't have to know every step of the way. I don't have to micromanage it or follow it or, you know, make sure I'm on top of it. No, it just goes to work. The first step, though, we got to keep nourishing that spiritual man so the faith is there when I need it. Now, our faith should continually be growing. Why? Because I got to believe for bigger things. In the beginning, we believe for little things because that's where our faith is. A new pair of shoes. If I could just get that new pair of shoes. Or earlier this week, I was using small faith. I was trying to plug my phone in and it wouldn't recharge. For some reason, I was thinking, oh man, I think my phone is ruined. I'm going to have to get a new one. And I'm thinking, God, I don't really want to get a new one. And so I kind of talked to him about it. And I remember, I think I was brushing my teeth. A lot of stuff happens when I'm brushing my teeth. God suddenly showed me a vision. He showed me a vision of like something fuzzy in where you plug in the charger on my phone. And I'm like, lint? God, is that lint? And I'm thinking, okay. And so I came out of the bathroom when I was done and I went and got a little pin and I dug in there and sure enough, all this fuzz came out of there. I guess fuzz from my pocket over time had got into where the charger went and now suddenly the charger wouldn't fit anymore and that's why it wasn't working. That's small faith right there. Small faith for small things. But over time, God gives us vision for greater things. God suddenly gives you a purpose to have a relationship. Well, you need bigger faith for the right partner. And I'll tell you, it doesn't take a huge amount. We don't know how it works. We don't know how that faith goes out there. We know if we build ourselves up. Now, I had a client. She came into me and we were talking. And I started talking to her about partners. And she said, man, I don't have any luck whatsoever. She said, I go on these dating sites and I can't get more than a single date out of these guys. And then they're gone. And I don't know what's wrong with me. And I know it's not me, but something's wrong. And I can't figure out what it is. And I said, we got to let God pick for you. If you let God choose for you, he's going to choose the perfect person. He's already picked them from the foundation of the world. And I began to tell her this. She said to me, she said, okay, I'll let God pick. She said, that's it. I'm not going on these dating websites anymore. God is picking for me. I said, okay. And out of my mouth suddenly I said, maybe you should get a European guy. Now, I don't know why I said that. I think God must have brought that out because suddenly that just shot out of my mouth. Or that I have a European woman that seems to be really good. Huh? Might be an influence there. Well, she swore to me she wasn't going to go on websites anymore. She was done with that online dating stuff. I am through with it. I'm not looking for anybody, she said. Well, okay. Comes back the next week. I met this great guy, she says. I said, you did? You weren't even going to look? She said, I know. But then I got this message through one of my internet dating sites. I got this message personally, and this guy wants to go out with me, and we went out. Anyway, they went out on that date, and they've been dating ever since. It worked out really well. And incidentally, he's European. We were talking about it the other day, and she says, I realized what you said that day, what you said that day is what happened. What happened there? My faith is built up in the Word of God. I know that the scripture I can stand on when it comes to relationships is God said to Adam, it's not good that you be alone. But a man should leave his father and his mother and cling to his wife. In other words, that's the plan of God. God's got a partner for you. And that's what I already knew. And I already had that faith built up in me. So when I spoke those words, I released by faith the power to bring in a European guy. Just like that, based on the Word of God. And what she did inadvertently, without even me telling her, she agreed with me. She said, okay, I'll believe for God to pick somebody for me. Two of us, it says, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, we agreed on something. She agreed with me. My faith was already working. A week later, boom, she's telling me she's got a man. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's how it works. Now, takes a little bit more faith than just fixing your phone, but it works the same way. Now, God needs our faith to grow even more. This is why we have to continually be feeding the Spirit. Because we believe for a partner, that's one thing. Then God begins to tell us to believe for a business. Then God tells us to believe for a whole chain of businesses. Then God tells us to believe for a worldwide mission that's going to change the world. And see, God has greater and greater plans for you. We've got to continually be feeding our spirit so that our faith can continually be growing. If you're not feeding your spirit right now for the small things, He's not going to be able to reveal to you the big things. You've got to get into the Word of God and just feed on it and keep letting that. Now, you might have seen some faith going to work already in your life. You might have gotten that new pair of shoes. You know, you might have gotten that good parking space at the mall because of faith. But now you've got to continue to feed on it so your spirit can grow and the faith can grow. And now you can release faith for even greater things. Because He has amazing things above and beyond anything you can imagine. He has already planned for you. The Spirit needs to continually be fed day after day. Because it has to continually grow and grow and grow. Because we are growing in faith so that we can step into the plan of God. And the plan of God is amazing. So if you get a small miracle or a wonder today, that's great. But God's got greater things for you tomorrow. Your greater days are ahead of you. Your best days are before you. God has got power and dreams laid up for you that you've never thought you could have. And all you need to do is be feeding the spiritual man so that you've now got that faith which creates the substance which manifests these promises. And when faith and the promises come together, now you've got what God says. And you have it in great abundance so that you can change this world and touch everybody in Jesus' name. Say amen to that.